Sarah Bayer-Sennett joins us by phone tonight. She's the president of Old Ways, a group that promotes the powerful health benefits, affordability, and delicious flavors found in traditional plant-based diets worldwide. This includes the Mediterranean diet, as well as its Whole Grains Council. Tonight, we're going to focus on a taste of African heritage. Sarah, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Oh, thank you so very much. It's great to be with you from Boston to Cincinnati.
And we're going to talk about the African heritage diet. I wonder if you would begin with just the basics, which are the food pyramid that you've created, and what foods are in that pyramid? What do we start with?
One of the most important things to think about with the African heritage diet is that it's a plant-based diet, a traditional diet. And at the bottom of the pyramid, the most prominent food are greens, greens like beet greens, collards, kale, dandelion greens, mustard greens. And then just above that are a whole range of plant foods like tubers, sweet potatoes, plantains, whole grains like rice, lots and lots of different vegetables. Beans and peas are so important to this diet, also nuts and fruits. And then to give a lot of flavor, there are all sorts of herbs and spices and traditional sauces. There's fish and seafood, healthy oils, and then there are some meat, some white meat, and then red meat at the very top.
One of the wonderful elements of the African Heritage Program is that it isn't just a list of food or recipes, although it certainly includes both. And in part, was interesting to see the evolution of recipes from Africa to the Caribbean to the American South and South America. But it's also a series of classes. So if you would, give us an overview of those classes. How long do they last? Who teaches them? What's included in them?
The classes are called A Taste of African Heritage, and they really bring the pyramid to life in six lessons. And each lesson is about an hour and 15 minutes or an hour and a half. And they're taught all over the country, including Cincinnati, by a wide variety of different individuals who are passionate about bringing good health to the African American community. The lessons are spices, greens, whole grains, tubers, fruits and vegetables, and beans and peas. And these six lessons go through a real old ways look at food, where it's about the history and why it's healthy and then how to put it on the plate.
So practical life presentation.
Really practical presentations and also some background information, because we really are looking at heritage being a motivator for change, that these are culturally relevant and there's some sort of attachment to them, to the heritage. There's a wonderful African symbol called the Sankofa, which is like a bird reaching back. And the idea is the bird is bringing the egg forward. It's bringing the history, the good parts of the history forward to the present.
I was just delighted to learn that what we might call a preliminary class is being offered here in Cincinnati with preschoolers. I thought, what a great place to start. And certainly with the hope that more will follow. I also wanted to mention that it's important to know that these classes are free. Let's jump to recipes, because I have to tell you that while I was preparing for this interview, of course, my mouth was watering. So there is a recipe, a food dish that is called jollof rice, and I understand jambalaya evolved from it.
Yes, this is a traditional West African rice dish, and it has tomatoes and brown rice, olive oil, onions, garlic, carrots, cabbage, tomato paste, and some herbs and spices, and including red pepper flakes. And it's very simple to make and very warm and welcoming.
There's another, I guess, recipe that was mentioned, yassa. Is this like a marinade or almost like an adobe would be in the Hispanic culture?
Chicken yassa has a wonderful marinade that makes this chicken so tender and really delicious. It's chicken and onions, and the marinade is extra virgin olive oil, apple cider vinegar, lemon juice, chicken stock, garlic, cloves, and then ginger, salt, black pepper, and some red pepper flakes for some extra spice.
Just sounds delicious.
And it's really not difficult to make. You make the marinade and refrigerate it overnight. Very simple. And then when you come home, you're ready to go.
Sarah, one of the things that I thought was important about your programs is that there is a ongoing follow-up in the classes. So you want to talk a bit about how people are followed up with and their feedback?
The Taste of African Heritage class, we thought it was really important to show that this way of cooking, which is really important that we're teaching people to cook, because really in order to use healthy ingredients, you really have to cook. And it's not difficult cooking, but we want to show that this way of shopping and cooking produces results. We have the Walmart Foundation provided the funding for this program, and they were really insistent that we show that this works. And what we've done is given each teacher a scale, a blood pressure cuff, and a tape measure, because we're doing three measurements. When we asked our scientific committee what measurements we should use, we got all sorts of different suggestions, so we're doing three. We're looking at weight, blood pressure, and waist circumference, which is an indication of good health and good weight. And we're measuring at the beginning of the class, the end of the class, and then also 12 weeks out. We also are doing surveys where we ask the participants about their cooking and shopping habits and looking at how it will change. And the preliminary results that we have from about 12 classes show a reduction in weight, reduction in blood pressure, and waist circumference. It's really quite amazing, and we're so excited that this program is showing really positive results.
I think you started this program in 2011. Can you tell us what the scope of it is geographically?
The scope of this program is from coast to coast. We introduced the pyramid in November of 2011, and in the next year, 2012, we created the sixth lesson, Taste of African Heritage, and piloted it in 15 cities. And then for 2013 and 14, we're in 150 classes across the country. And some of the teachers actually love it so much they're teaching a second class. But we have 150 classes going on in these 2 years.
Well, the other good news is that whether it happens to be in your locale or not, you have a webinar also, yes?
We have a webinar that's available on our website, and we have an incredible amount of resources that are free, including a lot of recipes and resources to help families and health professionals. There's a shopping list, kitchen pantry list, all sorts of ways to help individuals and families and health professionals embrace the African Heritage Diet.
I want to thank you for your work on this important and delicious program, and thank you for visiting with us tonight.
Thank you so much. We're thrilled to have this program come to Cincinnati.
I've been talking with Sarah Bayer-Sinnott about A Taste of African Heritage, a program that was introduced by Old Ways. You'll find more information about it at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.